All right, this is where we read a listener dilemma, find out what's going on in your life, and then you guys can sound off by giving us a call and giving your opinion. So have the number ready, 303-691-1649. That'll get you in the studios with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. Katie, what you got?
Okay, so this is for all of our animal lovers out there, which I know we have a lot of, so something we can all relate to. It starts, I need advice because my family has accidentally ended up in the middle of what feels like a dog custody situation. About a year ago, our neighbor got a dog. Sweetest dog ever, and at first he would just wander over once in a while when we were outside, and he started hanging out in our yard more, and then he started waiting for my son at the bus stop every afternoon like it was Aww. Part of his daily routine.
Little buddy.
How cute is that? And That's now they say this dog follows their son everywhere. If my son is riding his bike, the dog's right there beside him. If we're out playing basketball, he's laying in the driveway watching half the time.
He's a good boy.
I know. He's such a cute little puppy. he's scratching at their door in the morning because he wants to come hang out. So honestly, she says, we all love him. Mm-hmm. My husband jokes that we're basically co-parenting him at this point. My son tells people it's his dog, and I have to awkwardly explain that no, technically it belongs to the neighbors. Here's the thing, though. I genuinely think this dog's like being at our house more than theirs. It's like he picked us. The neighbors.
I choose you.
It's so hard. Like, dogs do that too. They're like, you are my person and we are going to be together forever. So she goes on to say the neighbors are nice enough, but they don't seem super attached to him. Like, they leave him outside a lot. Most days he ends up spending hours with us anyway. We feed him treats, we give him water, and he acts like he lives with us already. So the question here is, would it be completely inappropriate if I asked them whether they'd ever consider letting us have him?
Can I have your dog?
Yeah. Take him. Is this crossing a major line? Because part of me feels crazy even thinking it, but another part of me feels like this dog has already made his decision. So what
That's
do you
a funny
think,
question.
JKJ? Is she overstepping a line, or can she ask her neighbor if they can have their dog? That is from Morgan in Castle Rock.
That's and a bold move.
I'm kind of siding with Morgan.
Yeah, but it's not their dog.
I know it's not their dog, but if the dog's just outside and they're not really paying attention to it, a lot of people
That's
get
dogs.
That's
what dogs do, though.
No, but sometimes. But there are people who, like, will add that dog as their family member. I mean, they get to pick out the movie Friday night, you know?
Like, I love you so
part
much.
Of it. So I just feel like, you know, Morgan and her family would really embrace this little puppy, Nana.
Sure.
You know,
but you still don't know what's going on in the mornings, at night. Maybe that
I
dog
know.
Is happy as can be still at the neighbor's house. He just likes to wander around. He's a big dumb dog, right?
He's also three doors down the street. Like,
but if you are like buying him food and giving him treats, and
I mean, he follows the sun around.
I love
That's
this.
The big part, I think.
This.
You know,
I know we got a ton of pet people, a lot of fur baby, fur moms and dads. That sounds like a kink, right?
Puppy parents.
I'm a fur mom.
I'm a puppy parent.
Puppy parents. Thank you, Katie. I got Snow, Miranda, and Dominique on the lines right now, but if anyone else wants to sound off, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us a real quick recap.
Yeah, well, we had Morgan from Castle Rock write in and say that the neighbor's dog has gotten really attached to her son, follows him everywhere, and so she's wondering if asking her neighbors if they can have the dog is okay.
Can I have your dog?
I know, yeah.
I love
but
your dog.
Definitely hangs out at their house more than the neighbors, so.
All right. Well, that's a mighty bold ask. So what should she do? First up to bat, we'll do Dominique. Hi, Dominique. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, hey. Good morning to you. So what's her name, Katie?
Her name is Morgan.
What should Morgan do about this dog?
You know, I really think she should have a conversation with the neighbor and see if they would be willing to allow them to keep the dog.
How do you broach that,
yeah,
though?
Like,
how, like,
you
hey,
know,
hey, because to me, real quick, it feels like you're basically telling them that they're not taking good care of this dog.
Kind
of,
that part.
No, see, I think in a situation like this, you have to use like a little manipulation and not make it seem like it was due to any type of like neglect on their end. So I would just be like, hey, look, like, you know, my kid has never had a dog before. I think he can gain a really valuable lesson out of learning to maintain
Ooh,
and,
I like that.
You know, take care of a dog. and like your dog just really seems to enjoy my son's company. And then I would almost like go in there like, you can like come see him. Like, it's not necessarily like you can.
This is good.
But you got to be careful because some people take advantage and then you don't know if they're going to be at your house every day. So just finding like the proper way to word it and phrase it, but like throwing something good in there for them, like it almost benefits them, you know?
I like that. You're invoking your child and then you're invoking, hey, there's a little something for you in it too.
Yeah, I like that too. Yes.
All right, I'm putting you on team ask for the dog, Dominique. Thank you so much for your vote.
Of course.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Dominique. Yeah. Bye.
She's awesome. All right, I got Miranda and Snow. Here's Miranda. Hi, Miranda.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Okay, what are we doing with this pooch?
Well, I would say yes, because ironically, the same thing happened to me.
Oh, no way.
Where my dog, or that their dog, would constantly come over, somehow get out of their fence, and just come over, scratch on our door, bark and bark until I opened that door. She found me just like she found that dog found the little boy, you know.
Yeah.
It is. I would say yes. And for asking about for the dog, that was a tough question. And yes, I allowed her, the owner, to come and do activities with us, which made it a little bit more easier for her to release this dog to us.
That's a good idea. And I'd have her do all the activities like come over and clean its teeth and give it a bath.
Right? Clean up the dog poop. Ooh.
You can help us by cleaning the poop.
More of like outdoor activities like going to the river, picnic. Okay.
Oh,
you know.
Fetch, that kind
of stuff.
So you
got the dog then in this situation?
Yes, I ended up with the dog.
What was the dog's name?
Delilah.
What kind of dog was it?
She was a black lab.
Oh,
yes,
I love me some labs. Oh, I would have asked too.
Yeah, I
she
know.
She was protective.
Miranda, I got to get you some other calls, but I do have you on team ask for that dog.
Yes.
You're
That's
so sweet.
Great.
I could tell. I feel like you were getting a little choked up too,
know,
like reminiscing
you,
about your doggy. Yeah,
really
I could tell.
Like that dog.
Yeah.
Well,
she just recently passed away. So,
we're sorry to hear that.
Well, thank you for sharing your story, Miranda. We do appreciate you calling in.
Very heartfelt. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right. Hi, Snow. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. How are you today?
Well, we are super dupes. What are you going to do with this dog?
Well, what I would do first, because maybe it's an expensive dog, is if it was, I would offer them, say, hey, here's what was going on. We'd like to buy it from you, if at all possible, because then we already know the temperament of the dog. And you are welcome to visit it at any time, but we'd like to have it permanently ours.
Oh, offer some money. That's a new thing being thrown in here. Okay. That would
Shut
give them
up.
A little incentive.
So some dogs are expensive. So.
Yeah. Well, especially black labs. I mean, if it's a full-blood black lab.
Well, we don't know what it
cheap.
Is, do we? That was our last caller that had the black lab. How much money?
More concerned it was a small. Well, if they bought it, and it's like a pedigreed dog, and if I wanted it that bad, I'd offer them what they offered, they paid for it.
Hmm.
If you know the temperament of the dog,
it's
already
not a bad idea.
Habit.
Go with the ask and go with a fat stack of cash.
I like that route. Yeah.
Essentially, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, right. No, that would make it easier.
Not bad at all.
The owners there.
Snow, thank you for the very good advice.
Yeah.
We got three asks, and Josh is saying I have to go to Deb, so I'm going to go to Deb real quick. Hi, Deb.
Oh, hi.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so what are your thoughts?
Okay, so there's no evidence of abuse of this dog. It was just following the boy.
Yes.
The dog is happy and healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can come and ask me as a pet owner, and this kind of breaks my heart. I would never release my dog, you know, to somebody else. Like, they could go to a shelter. That would be a really good thing, and he can get his own dog. But you can ask, but I would never give up my dog, not even for any money. No.
Well, Well, and I get that. I get, you know, again, like when you are a passionate pet owner, of course you're. But I think the difference here is these neighbors, like the dog is outside a lot. Like they aren't seeing them connect with this dog. And that was kind of her point is she's like, I don't see them really doting on the dog the way we are. And that's kind of why she wants to ask is because she can give that dog a better life. Her son
and
loves the dog.
Maybe that's a wake up call for the owners if they do go over there. And talk to the owners. Maybe the owner will say, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
That's a damn good point. That's a great point.
If we love our dog, then we need. And if we don't love our dog, then, yeah, go ahead and take it.
Yeah.
But I think that they're going to love their dog. And I think they should just go get their own pet, really.
Yeah. No, it's not a bad idea.
I feel like you're so passionate, too.
I know. I don't want to.
So tell us about your dog.
Yeah, tell us your dog. I want to hear about your dog.
I had two dogs. Daisy lived to be 18 and a half years old, and I had her since she was 7 weeks old. She passed away. I never wanted another dog. And then I saw a dog on Facebook. His name was Manny, and I drove 14 hours round trip. He's from Texas, and picked him up in Kansas, brought him home, sight unseen, and he just loves me to death. And I would never give up my dog.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Manny sounds great.
He's like, a good boy.
He does.
I changed his name, though, because I'm a Bronco fan.
Yeah.
It's Manning.
Yeah. Well done, Deb. Well done.
We like you even more, Deb.
Deb, thank you so much for your passionate call. You're a sweetheart. Thanks for opening up with us.
Have a great morning. Thanks, guys.
You too,
Deb. Bye.
All right. Where was her vote? I don't even know.
Well, I think she
should
just
say go to the
not.
Shelters.
Yeah.
That's a no
ask. Yeah, I think she was a no for sure.
Well, you need to write Morgan back.
Yes.
And tell her it was 3-1 this morning.
Yeah, and I think leaning on the sun, you know,
and
making
lean
sure
on the sun
that she
and
knows, offer money.
Fat stacks
yes,
of cash.
Yes, that's how you do it,
fat
Morgan.
Stacks. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. The show wants to know what Jeremy, Katie, and Josh, Mix 100.